Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet for those of you that can't pick us up on the radio signal. Tune in to our website, www.georgenita.com, and click on Live Radio Show. Okay, today I'm going to bring you up on the gas price on Kauai. Harvey Maeda gave me the gas price on that island on average of $4.79. And the octane, the highest on Kauai, is 80. Okay, there's no higher than 80. You cannot run any engine lower than 87. Okay? For those of you that can remember, back in the 60s and the 50s, whenever you ran the regular gas in your car, it would ting. Or knock. The regular was rated at 98, folks. And the premium was at 104. So everybody ran premium because that's the only one that didn't ping and damage the engine. So now, there is no 98. They're supposedly having 92, which is posted on the pump, but it's not. The 92 is, as we tested, is 80. On Oahu, the Tesoro, 92 is at 87. Or some station, 86. And Shell, at 85 or 86. That's on the premium, folks, not the regular. So you know the regular is a lot lower than that. Now, Harvey Maeda called me and told me that this person that listened on the radio asked a question about gasoline and oil last week, didn't call him. So he says, what's up? I don't know. That's how people are. They ask, but they don't do. The only time the human race sees the light is when it's too late. What I mean by too late is when the engine is severely damaged beyond repair and at funerals when their loved one passed away. Then it's too late to say I love you because they're gone. It's too late to take care of your car when you break the engine. Then it goes to the junkyard. Well, this morning, well, we don't want to mention names, but there's a person that brought in a car for my son Todd's friend to detail. A lot of people do that. They send their cars out to detail. They don't do it themselves, like in the old days. In the old days, people would line up on Sundays and get together and detail cars together. Today, you don't see that. People don't detail their cars. And as Bob said, you got to take care of your car so that your car can take care of you. And the way it does that is it runs better. It doesn't stall. And all that funny stuff. But I can sit here and talk about this all day long and nobody's listening. I would recommend detailing your own car every 4 to 6 months. Good exercise. Ladies, you get rid of that chicken wing or what they call that, penguin flappers, whatever you call that. What do you call that, Wanda? Hello, Wanda?
Oh, chicken wings.
Oh, chicken wings, okay. And folks, you know that guy, Steve Inouye? Yeah, that guy that drives that Celine Mustang. I tell you, yesterday, he's taking and dropping me off and picking up some stuff in Pearl City. It's drizzling. I don't know how the heck he sees out the windshield. The wipers are so bad. It's best not to turn on the wiper. So I'm asking him, hey, how come you're so jofat, you know, can buy wiper blades so cheap? He said, hey, no mention that in the radio now. Well, oh, I'm sorry, I mentioned it. Anyway, you should change the wiper blade, Steve, and all of you. Cheap stuff and good to have good vision while driving. Very, very important. The mayor is cutting the police department's fees or whatever, and fire department and the ambulance and all the important things. What's up with this, folks? We don't need the rail. You need to cut the rail. The rail is not going to hurt people. But not having enough police people out there or fire department people or ambulance is going to hurt us. What's wrong with this guy? Being a leader of a family and there's no food. Mom and dad feeds the kids and they starve, the mom and dad starve. In this case, the mayor eats and he starves the children. What's up with that? Well, you voted him in. Police department in Japan, solo bikes, the motorcycle police, have an attachment or provision on their motorcycles to be able to tow stalled vehicles off to the side in case they have a problem. It's a really neat thing, and they had it for 10 years or longer. Why don't we have it here? Because if the police on a bike sees a car stalled, he can pull over, hitch it up, and pull it off to the side. Then unhitch it and leave it there and go. It's faster than waiting for a tow wagon to help push it on the side. But my son Todd says, people today can easily, if they had common sense, pull over, hop out, and everybody help push that car off to the side, get back in the cars, and drive on. Less traffic jam. Common sense. What do you think? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? Now, for people who are doing brake jobs, folks, you have only one shot at that brake. How many times will it take for you to kill somebody or kill yourself? Only once. So use good parts. Don't use substandard parts. I know, I heard that. But we don't know if it's good. Well, you should find out. It's for your safety and my safety. Make sure you know what's going on for brake parts, because you should have the best brake part that you can get. Because you have only one chance. And that one chance that it fails, you might not be lucky. Okay? Yes, the better parts does cost money. How much is your life worth, folks? How much is that child's life worth that walked out in front of your car and you couldn't stop? How much is it worth if that was your son or your daughter? Or your mom or your dad? I know, the only time you're going to wake up is when there's a funeral. Change it. If you have to buy tires, I recommend buying the touring category. No matter what brand you're going to buy, buy the touring category. Touring is made especially for front-wheel drive cars like Hondas, Camrys, Nissan, you know, Mazdas. They're made especially for front-wheel drive. They're more stable and they're better. They last longer. The touring category. If you don't know what it is, read it on the side of the tire. It says it. So next time you have a chance, go out to your car and read the sidewall of your tire. No, be lazy. Read it. Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, who do we have?
We have Dottie Dean on the line.
Hey, early bird.
Hey, what's up? You know, I got some good news to tell you. Well, bad news and good news. One of my coworkers Monday morning was involved in a car totaling crash with her 2010 Nissan Maxima. She had just finished paying off, but this big rig truck has to run a red light and wreck her car beyond repair. But I told her, when she had told me on Tuesday when she'd come back, the whole story, I said, I got just the answer for you. What kind of car are you interested in? She says, oh, I'm interested in a minivan. I said, bingo, I have just your answer for you. Why don't you call Maui Toyota and see what DJ can do for you? Finally, after all my getting after her, yesterday afternoon during her lunch break, she called DJ. She wants to buy the car. So she too will have a Sienna just like mine.
Same color?
No, she chose the blue. I took a white. She chose the blue.
Oh, I'd rather have the blue.
I thought you said white cars are safest because it's visible at night.
No, red is safer because it's red visible anytime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but she chose her. She chose the blue, and you know she was very happy with the.
But did you tell her where she gonna get gas from?
Yep, I told her. I told her. But what happens is that he's only gonna put enough gas to be put on the barge. So you better buy Tesoro's 87 octane, even though it's marked to 92. Use the 92 from Tesoro.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you pick up it up from the barge, get to the nearest Tesoro and fill it up because there's going to be barely 2 gallons of gas in the car.
Yeah, but not all Tesoros the same.
Yeah.
So jam up, yeah.
Yeah, jam up with this.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Dean.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, Ski.
Aloha, George.
Aloha.
Two things, please, if I may. First one, I saw in the paper the other day where our wonderful mayor's pushed something through that's raising the safety check fees by about $4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we can forget about them doing away with it, eh?
Yeah, the guy, I mean, I hate to say things bad about the guy, but if the guy had common sense and some brains, because the safety check is not federally funded anymore, never been for a long time, it's all coming out of the budget. So if that idiot wanted to save money, he should get rid of safety check.
I agree with you.
Because if something happens to whoever's car that was safety checked, and the lawyers can find that it was because the safety check station did not do a proper check of the vehicle and did not see that the brakes was bad and that guy got into an accident, then the city would get a big lawsuit up the yin-yang.
Yeah, I understand that.
Stupid.
Anyway, there's the other thing I wanted to mention. You're aware of all those fires that are going on in the West Coast, three, four states. This is just something immense. And I remember not too long ago, a couple of months ago, there was this new super transporter or something like that. Somebody was putting out for hire for using on the fires. That single plane can hold the same load or more, up to four or five times what the normal or the largest plane that they're using right now. And wow. I haven't heard anything. It's from an evergreen company in Oregon. And I haven't heard any news.
Of anybody this. Using it?
That's what I don't know. I haven't heard a thing about it. And it's really bothersome. If it's that good, they could at least try it. But like I say, the load it can carry compared to what the transports that they're using, the 747s or whatever, it's considerably greater.
They don't have common sense.
I was just wondering if you heard anything, or if you can get some word on it from some of the news people that you're familiar with. I sure would appreciate it, because
they need to have some common sense.
Yeah,
that's why they call it no-brainer.
Well, I was going to send email to Fox News, but I can't seem to get through. There's something that I'm not doing right or whatever. But anyway, and at the end I says, is it politically the reason behind this or what? You know,
it could be.
I'll tell you, if it is, and if we find out who it is, we ought to get them.
The people are going to get mad.
Who's going to get mad?
The people are going to get mad.
Oh,
these politicians got to wake up.
I would hope they'd get incensed, not only mad, but anyway.
Yeah.
I hope I made your day enjoyable.
It doesn't surprise me.
Okay, George, it was good talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next? Oh, she's on the phone. Okay, so anyway, give us a call, folks, at 808-296-5467. Lines are open. Okay, who's next?
We are going to a break.
Oh, break time.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car? Or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them. And they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Hey, okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, good. Rolling Bob, doing great here. Three quick things, because you know I always look up stuff while people are talking.
Okay, that's one.
The gentleman was talking about the BC-10,
yeah,
and the reason that they can't use it is that it drops so much water that they have to be careful where they use it, because they had instances where the water, you know, the wind, and it was like crushing houses and hurting people.
Oh, so it makes a flood.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, think about it. A DC-10 dropping like 100,000 gallons of water.
Yeah, but you can sprinkle it.
Okay. Okay.
You gotta have a way to regulate it. I mean, with this day and age where you fly to the moon, you gotta have a way to regulate it.
I just looked it up, and that's what they say the problem is, why they don't use it. And like, they use it for remote fires where it's like away from people and everything. Hmm. But I'm sure they'll work on it. Number two, when I first started driving, gas, 25 cents a gallon.
Oh, you're aging yourself.
And in Baltimore, they had the Sunoco with the like dial of octane. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you were just driving on a date, you took the cheapest gas, so you have money for the movies. And when you were racing your friends, you take the racing fuel. So that, you just reminded me, that was a good memory. And the other thing was, when I first started driving, I couldn't borrow the car unless I detailed the car.
So that's a good idea.
So, you know, like today, parents buy their kids. My parents were like, we're not buying your car. You want to borrow the car. So you spent all day Saturday morning washing, waxing the car, cleaning it out. And then your friends would see you doing that, and that's how they knew you would have the car for the night. And they'd all come by after you were done. Oh, Bob, you think we could go with you tonight?
Bob, you never had good friends. You got to have friends that help you.
Really, once in a while somebody would help you. Most of the time they would watch you, and right when you were done, when you were leaving the house, they'd show up. Oh, hey. So anyway, like
forget it, Bob.
As always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Bob, what kind of friends you had? Okay, who's next?
We have Steve from Kapolei.
Hi, Ski.
Steve.
Steve.
Hi, my name is Steve Harrell. How you doing?
Hi.
I have a quick question. I'm looking to find out where I can find the mothballs that have naphthalene in them.
Long's drugs.
Long's. Thank you. I've been looking for those for weeks. Yeah, I've looked everywhere else.
Have you tried ethanol?
No, not yet.
You'll love ethanol better.
I will.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Because, see, mothballs has naphthalene to raise the octane.
Right.
But ethanol has the octane, and it will oxygenate your gas.
Okay.
So it makes it more flammable.
I'm going to have to try it. You sell it at your store.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Yep. Give us a call, folks. 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? So, anyway. Talking about the Japan policemen, well, they're right on. You know? If you have a fender banger, and it's not a total, and it can be fixed, majority of all of the time, the insurance companies will tell you, okay, Wanda, you can take your car here, 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 and here. You know, folks, it's your choice. It's your car. An insurance company will say, if you don't listen to and take it to where we're saying, we're not going to guarantee it. Well, I got information for you. They don't guarantee it anyway. The body shop does. Okay? So, take it to AutoTech, and you will never have a problem. They do the best job. And if you're particular, you know, about your new car being damaged, I've seen Tommy at AutoTech take a brand new BMW that was damaged. I mean, damaged like you wouldn't believe. And it comes out looking brand new, like it never got damaged. Yeah, I'm telling you. That guy's good. Take it to AutoTech. And you, remember, you have the choice. Unless your safety sticker is expired, then the insurance company is not obligated to fix your car. So that is the drawback of a safety check. So, why shouldn't we get rid of it? Because there are shops that's overcharging for safety check. But does anybody do anything about it? No. Several people have put in complaints about several safety check stations that's overcharging. And we still see them doing it. What's up with that? Okay? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Now, I got a question for people out there. It's not automotive, so I know you can answer this one. What is a cure for somebody who cannot sleep? I never heard of that one before, but this person cannot sleep for I don't know how many days. Okay? So my good friend Harry Kuboy cannot sleep. So let me know what you think. Okay, he doesn't smoke Pakalolo, so he that's out.
How about exercise?
That's out. He won't exercise. Anyway, the shark attacks. I know this is not automotive, but this bothers me, folks. The shark attack, the state is trying to figure out a way to cut out the shark attacks. Man, that really fits me over and more. It's common sense. The sharks are coming in because there's no food out there for them. And if you were a shark, you would do the same thing and come to shore because there's no food out in the ocean. As long as the state, forever and ever, allows foreign shipping vessels to park at the Kiwala Basin and all of our harbors where our local fishermen cannot park and the foreign fishermen don't have respect for our fishing and our ocean and overfish it with long-lying nets and stuff like that and overfish the ocean, then there's not going to be any fish for the sharks. It's common sense. Got to look at the fishermen that are overfishing that are not from Hawaii and from the foreign country and send them home. What's so hard with that? Just tap them on the shoulder and say, excuse me, time to leave, bye, and don't come in our waters. You'll be arrested. Okay, who's next?
We have Lily from Waipahu.
Hi, Lily.
Oh, hello, Mr. Nita. Yes, I'm inquiring. You know, my speedometer on my car isn't working.
Uh-oh.
So I just kind of wonder what kind of, to repair, about how much would it cost?
What kind of car?
It's a 95 Corolla, Toyota Corolla.
Oh, it could be a simple repair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Would you kind of give me a price range?
Why would you want to fix it?
Oh, well, because when I do drive it, I got to know what speed I'm driving at. No. I mean, especially on the freeway.
No. Hey, you policemen, don't listen. When you're speeding and they pull you over, you say, oh, excuse me, but my speedometer don't work.
Oh, you mean I can use that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But, you know, of course, I do want to know normally what I'm driving at. Would you kind of give me an
It could be anywhere from $50 up to $200.
$50 to $200.
Yeah, it depends, you know, what is actually causing the problem.
Oh, I see.
So you have to bring it in and have it checked out.
Okay. I appreciate your help.
Okay.
Yeah, well, of course, you do say that. Better not to get it repaired.
Yeah, then you have an excuse.
Oh, right. Okay, Miss Anita, thank you so much.
Okay,
bye.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair.
Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Aina Haina Rob.
Hey, Aina Haina Rob, how are you?
George, I want to give... this is for Harvey, yeah?
Yeah.
The sleep... Okay, George, I'm going to... I had Wanda write it down so you don't have to write it down, but it's a product called melatonin. It's perfectly natural. It's sold at Long's Drugstore. It's inexpensive. It's not a prescription. It's just a natural sleep aid. And it comes in 5-milligram tabs or caps or 10 milligram.
Mm-hmm.
I take the 10 milligram, and I learned about it through my reconstructive surgeon, Dr. Schultz at Straub.
Mm-hmm.
And I use it, and it gives you a nice, you fall asleep naturally. And you don't wake up all groggy like if you try all that other garbage.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
This is probably the best sleep aid that around. And waste time, you know, try all the homemade stuff.
Yeah, well, I recommend it to Harry Kuboy that what he needs is a good lady that yap, 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 and that'll put him to sleep.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. I don't have that problem, so.
Yeah.
But, George, George,
that's yeah, what you call natural.
Yeah, for sure. But it's inexpensive, and tell Harry the 10 milligram at Long's.
Okay.
they'll know, and he can try it, and I'll bet you he'll have good results.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks, Rob.
Wait, one last thing, if I can?
Yeah.
Why do they need more money, as if they're not charging us enough from the good old jolly giant Moosey Hanneman on our car registration days, George?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can we all remember what it was before he got in there and became there?
Oh, yeah.
And now...
Three
and
times now, higher.
Yeah. And now only $4, huh? What a ski for boy guy. Only $4 more. Oh, boy. Not too bad, huh?
Not too bad.
So what I want to know is, what do they do with all... Can you imagine how much money they're collecting?
No, you know, they're going to raise up the safety check fee, because they're going to have the safety check stations go out and have to buy this special computer to print safety stickers.
Of course. It's a slap me up the head moment. I should have known.
Yeah.
Gee, oh, boy. All right, thanks for the heads up on that one, George.
Yeah, it's a big money thing.
Oh, for sure. Okay. Thanks, George.
Thanks, Rob.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Chinatown Johnny.
Chinatown Johnny?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, George. Hello, George.
Yes, what's up?
Okay, I have a question, George. I noticed one day when I was getting my safety check, I noticed the guy put the color sticker on, and he didn't put the month sticker on it. Must he put on both stickers?
Right.
Oh, yeah, because when the cop pulled me over, we were having an argument about the safety check stickers, and he told me that your safety check sticker was no good. And I said, no, I just renewed it. And he said, no, it's not good. And I guess he was right then.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guy, I noticed he only put the yellow sticker, the colored sticker, and mm-hmm. he never put the
Well, that's the reason why I wanted the city and state to get rid of safety check, because they're only hanging themselves on the line to be liable. And if you ever get a good lawyer and sue the city or state because of not doing the safety check right, boy, that's going to be something.
Yeah, because I just read in the paper several days ago they were going to raise the rates right on the safety check fees, right?
But the city, the newspapers and the news media did not pick up long, long time ago about a big lawsuit that came out against the state because a station failed to do a safety check properly. The car had defective brakes.
Oh, man, this guy, CR, he doesn't even check your car. He just drive it in and show him your insurance card, and then he just...
There you go.
And drive out. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, CR, that's behind the Kapalama post office.
Yep, there you go.
And there's like 100 guys standing outside his shop all waiting for him to do the safety check, I guess, because a lot of these guys' cars are, you know, have defects in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you would do that, just look at your car and just throw on the sticker and then drive out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 5 minutes, you're out of there.
Well,
okay then, George.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Have a nice day.
Okay.
We have Myra from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Myra.
Okay.
Hello.
Myra.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, George.
Hi.
I have two questions that I wanted to ask you really fast, but you know when my car, the gas tank goes to empty and the red light comes on?
Mm-hmm.
And I always think there's a reserve. Do you know how much reserve there is?
Zero. If that light comes on, what you're really doing, and if the car could talk, he would say, excuse me, you're beating up on my fuel pump. The fuel pump is located in the gas tank.
Uh-huh.
And the gas cools the fuel pump.
Uh-huh.
when the gas goes down below quarter tank,
right,
it heats up the pump.
Oh, okay.
You're going to end up buying a very expensive fuel pump.
Oh, okay.
It's about $800.
Yeah, I know. Oh, okay.
Don't go that far.
Okay, I always have a bad habit. And one more question. You know, my husband always tells me, why do you fill up at, like, Costco or Sam's Club? You know, because it's cheaper, right? But he said, oh, that the quality of the gas is not as good as, like, you know, other stations. Do you think that's true?
I don't think so. I know.
Oh.
You see, the gas all over the state of Hawaii is way below standard.
Oh.
Okay? And the state, back in 06, told the oil companies that they can do that.
Oh. Really?
Lower it below what's posted.
Oh.
So what the heck? Isn't the state supposed to be working for the people of Hawaii?
Right.
So why are they allowing false advertisement?
Yeah.
Well, you voted for them.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't realize that. I thought they all pretty much were the same.
No.
No? Oh,
no. Okay. Linda Lingle canceled the office that supposedly checked all the gas stations.
Oh, okay. So would you say buying it at a Costco compared to like a Shell or anything that would
the
that
only be- gas station we're recommending right now is Tesoro.
Tesoro, okay.
Premium.
Okay. Premium. Oh.
The premium is barely at the minimum. But if you have a new car that requires 92, you in deep kimchi.
Oh, really? Wow.
There is no such thing as 92 octane in the whole state of Hawaii.
No kidding. Wow.
And we test it.
That's news to me. That's good to know. Wow.
It's going to come out on KHON TV on Action Line soon.
Oh, good.
Because tons and tons of people have been complaining to Action Line about the substandard gas that we have.
Oh.
And at least 2 to 3 cars a week come in, towed in, into our shop with the engine damaged because of substandard gas.
No kidding. Wow.
So there's hundreds of them that's losing that. And you can tell that the gas is not good because when you try to go uphill, it doesn't have the power.
Oh, I thought it was because I had a 4-cylinder, but
no.
It's because of the gas. Oh.
It is because of the gas.
Wow.
And if it's struggling to go uphill, it's because the computer retards the engine to accept the substandard gas, but it can only help it so much. The rest, it's beating the living daylights out of your engine like a sledgehammer.
Wow. So you would recommend Tesoro for premium, yeah? As a whole, yeah?
If you don't want to lose your car.
Yeah, okay. Lucky thing, I live kind of close to Tesoro. Okay, I will pay the extra cents per gallon, yeah?
You got to fill the gas before that red light comes on.
Okay, I've been doing that, and I figure, my husband always said, well, there's a little left in there that, you know.
But you're damaging the car.
Let's say
you have an emergency. If you have an emergency, how the heck are you going to get from point A to point B without filling gas?
That's right.
What are you going to say? Excuse me, but I got to stop for gas. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, okay. I'll be more careful now and just fill up as much as I can. And I was going to give you a suggestion for your friend that cannot sleep. I had that problem at one time, but I take melatonin, and it's...
Yeah, that's what Rob said.
Yeah, and I just take 2 tablets. It's real low in the milligram, like 3 milligrams each, but I don't know if it's psychological, but it seems to help, you know. I take that, and I sleep easier, but I don't know if it's, you know, in my head or whatever, but...
Well, all you gotta do is have good sex.
Yeah, that would help too, yeah.
Yeah.
You should tell your friend that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, George, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Okay,
bye-bye. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have Ray from downtown.
Hi, Ray.
Hi there, George. Glad to know this is a talk show that can talk about anything from sex to automotive.
What's up?
My question and statement is Dr. Dean has a test kit.
Mm-hmm.
If you had an army of Dr. Deans out there testing everywhere, because George cannot be everywhere, we can test as it gets worse, it gets better.
Oh, we have about 3 or 4 people that bought the test equipment, and they're testing on their own now.
Yeah, so I'd like to buy mine too, so got to fix me up. What's the best way to get one?
You call Dean.
Oh, okay, I got to get Dean's number then, yeah?
Yeah, you call me at the shop and I'll give you Dean's number.
Okay, definitely. Then I think we got to get more guys out on the...
Yeah, but you sure you want to test? Because you're going to get really upset.
Hey, that's the only way to get other people upset. Tell them, you know.
Yeah.
How do you know that it is like it is? Well, George said, well, who's George? But they know me. If I tell them, oh, give me your... Yeah. I got to drive here, fill in some of the gas you got there. I can show them right on the spot. I think that's the best way. Because when they do that at your shop...
Yep.
You get somebody converted right there too.
Yeah, but people cannot complain because the state allowed them to do that.
Well, that's why I think there's got to be a class action. It starts with the Channel 2 action line, I guess.
You have to go against the lawmakers.
Yeah, we got to go. The lawmakers. So once the lawmakers know that there's a grassroots anger coming on. All of a sudden, they're going to be on our side now. So, but right now, they have no clue or they don't care about anything until we get the message across to the grassroots.
Yep.
Good idea. I think that's the best way. So, as soon as I get my mind, I'm going to call you back and tell you how
okay. The
rest of the country, the rest of the state can do them.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Aloha.
Okay, bye.
Break time.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Jay from Kaimuki.
Who?
Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Okay. Hey, you know, someone told me that it's better to buy gas at late at night or early morning because it's more compacted and you get more gas for the money. Is that true?
In the morning, before the sunrise, is the best.
The best, right. Oh, okay.
Because gas is very, very heat sensitive.
Right. So the later in the day, it turns most of the vapor then, huh?
No. In the day, where the ground is heated up, the gas expands.
Right.
So...
Oh, okay. Doesn't turn...
You're getting less, but being charged for more.
Oh, right. Okay.
Because the gas is more expanded, so it goes to gallon and a quarter.
Wow.
So.
That much.
Yeah. I mean, it expands. So, for instance, if you fill in the early morning all the way to the top of your tank, park in the sun, it'll all expand and puke out the bottom.
Oh, wow.
So I don't recommend filling more than the first click. So once it clicks off, leave it there. Because when you park in the sun, the gas will expand just up to the top to overflow.
Oh. Also, someone said keep it at half tank on filling, not to fill it to fill all the way, because the mileage is, you know, more gas puts more weight
right
on the car, and your mileage goes down.
Just a little.
A little. So
your mileage goes down when the octane goes down. And the octane right now all over Hawaii is low.
So it's more on the octane rather than the...
It's more on the octane. The octane right now is really, really, really low. And there's nothing that you can do or I can do to change it. Because the state met with the oil companies and allowed the oil companies to lower it below posted amount.
Okay, now the new, what do you call it, refining place they're building, or I don't know if they're going to open or when.
Tesoro.
Tesoro? Are they going to be adjusting the octane?
They're going to follow the same thing because...
Oh, I mean, are they going to be better or just going to be the same as the...
No, because people got to think, if you owned that Tesoro company, would you like all of us to get 30 and 40 miles a gallon? Or you want us to get 10 miles a gallon?
Oh, that's common sense, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why they're doing it. Because the state said you can do it. They're going to do it.
Oh. All right.
The state is supposed to be protecting us. The people of Hawaii.
But somebody got to go and kick the okole.
The people. That's right. The people.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Aloha.
Bye.
Well, if these people in office did that in Thailand, folks, the people in Thailand would string them up on the nearest tree. You cannot do that. You get into office, you're in office for the welfare of the people. Not for yourself. Now make your representative get up and start working. Call them up. Tell them to change that ruling. That it has to be the octane that is posted on the pump. Because it is severely damaging your engine, whether you know it or not. It is. If you have to add motor oil before the next service, that is the first sign your engine is going to break. Okay? And if it's doing that, then you best look for another car. Now, for those of you on Kauai that are interested in trying the ethanol, call Harvey Maeda. Harvey's number is 651-2813. 651-2813. Harvey also has the Good Motor Oil Royal Purple with the metal protector. Okay? The ethanol is the best fuel additive you can try. You try some and you'll see. I guarantee you, you're going to like it. Okay? Now, Harvey also has that electronic rust-proofing device that we recommend. It's a very good device. It adds onto the car and stops rust. The best thing you can do for your car. Okay? Now, for those of you that scrimp and scrounge on brake job and have cheapy brake job, if you're coming down a hill and the brakes fail, shift it into reverse and step on the gas. Yes, it will damage the transmission, but you're not going to kill yourself or kill people. Okay? Jam it into reverse and step on the gas. If you have a manual stick shift car, then you better pray because there's nothing you can do. The emergency brake will not stop the car. Now, for protecting your rubber and plastic parts on your car, I recommend using the AMSOIL silicone. AMSOIL is the only silicone I recommend that protects rubber and plastic. If you're lazy and don't do that, the rubber and plastic parts will deteriorate from the environment. Okay? Use it at least every 6 months, if not more. Also spray everything under the hood. It helps everything under the hood. Okay? That keeps your radiator holes, your heater hoses, all the seals, wires, and stuff from cracking, and you will never get stalled. Also waterproofs the engine. City spending way too much money and cutting all the important services that we shouldn't be cutting. Call your representative, your city council members, and get them on the ball. Okay? Those of you that use the Microsoft towels to polish your car, they're great. They don't scratch, but there's a trade-off, folks. It absorbs the wax. So not all of the wax, 100%, goes onto your car. The Microsoft sucks it up and takes it away. So you're not putting down what you're supposed to be putting down. A soft terry cloth towel is better. Okay? So, you got a question, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? If you have a question, comment, or whatever. Just remember, the gas octane is going down every week unless we do something. On the other islands, the octane's down to 80 at the highest. 80 octane is the highest they can buy on the outer islands. And this is really damaging engines. I know oil companies are saying, no, it's not. What I'm saying is wrong. But you tell me why the cars have a hard time climbing the hill. And the earlier models are pinging. It's because of low octane. Okay? Okay. If you have a question, give us a call, 808-296-5467. You know, in this kind of crisis where the city is short on cash, they should stop the rail. Can't use it. Okay. Well, I guess it's time to leave. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and the suggestions people have for Harry Kuboy. So, anyway, as always, take care of each other. I mean it. Take care of each other. Help each other. And make Hawaii the best place in the world again. Don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.